Welcome everyone to Beyond Best, the podcast made by engineers for engineers. I'm your host Alex, and today we are diving into the world of finding the perfect startup co-founder. This is a connection of the last episode. In today's episode, we're going to talk about one of the most crucial decisions you make as an entrepreneur: where to find a co-founder for your startup. Having a co-founder can make a huge difference in your startup journey, as it can provide you with support, feedback, skills, and connections that you might not have on your own. But finding a co-founder is not easy. You need to find someone who shares your vision, complements your strengths, and is willing to commit to your ideas. Let's start. At the beginning, one of the main reasons why you should have a co-founder for your startup is that it can make your life easier. Starting a startup is hard work. You must wear many hats, deal with many challenges, and make many decisions. Having a co-founder can help you share the workload, responsibilities, risks, and rewards with someone who understands what you are going through. You can divide tasks accordingly to your strengths and preferences, delegate authority when needed, and support each other when things get tough. Another benefit of having a co-founder is that it can improve your creativity and decision making. Having a co-founder means having someone to bounce ideas off, challenging assumptions, and providing feedback. You can brainstorm solutions together, test hypotheses together, and learn from each other's mistakes. You can also benefit from having different perspectives and opinions on your product, market, customers, and competitors. Having a co-founder can help you avoid tunnel vision and confirmation bias. A third benefit of having a co-founder is that it can expand your skills, resources, and connections. Having a co-founder means having someone who brings different skills to the table. For example, if you are a technical person, you might need a co-founder who has business or marketing skills. If you are a business person, you might need a co-founder who has technical or design skills. Having a complementary skills can help you cover more ground and deliver more value to your customers. Having a co-founder also means having someone who has different resources and connections that you can leverage. For example, if you are looking for future customers, partners, or mentors, having a co-founder who has access to those networks can increase your chances of success. So, where should aspiring entrepreneur begin their search for a co-founder? It's crucial to look within your network first. Your friends, former colleagues, or acquaintances might be the perfect fit. They know you, your work ethic, and your strengths. However, don't limit your search to your immediate circle. Attending startup events, joining networking groups, and explore online platforms like LinkedIn, Co-Founders Lab, or StartHawk, or even Founder Dating. These platforms are designed to connect potential co-founders. Finding a co-founder is not just about finding someone who can help you with your startup. It is also about finding someone who can work well with you. That's why you need to look for certain qualities in your potential co-founder that can make or break your partnership. Here are some of the most important qualities you should look for in a co-founder. The first quality is alignment. Alignment means having a shared vision, values, and goals for your startup. You and your co-founder should be on the same page about what problem you're solving. Who are you serving? How are you differentiating and where you're heading? You should also have a similar work ethic, culture, and style. Having alignment can help you avoid misunderstandings, conflicts, and frustrations in the future. It can also help you stay focused, consistent, and cohesive as a team. The second quality is called complementarity. Complementarity means having different skills, personality, and background that can add value to your startup. Having complementarity can help you cover more grounds, deliver more value, and create more innovation. Third quality is commitment. Commitment means being dedicated to your startup idea and willing to invest time, money, and energy into it. You and your co-founder should be ready to take risks, face challenges, and overcome obstacles together. You should also have a co-founder who is loyal, trustworthy, and reliable. Having commitment can help you build trust, confidence, and resilience as a team. The fourth quality, communication. Communication means being able to communicate effectively with you and others. You and your co-founder should be able to express your thoughts clearly, listen actively, and give constructive feedback. You should also be able to handle conflicts, disagreements, and feedback gracefully. Being able to communicate openly can help you collaborate better, learn faster, and grow stronger as a team. After identifying potential co-founder, it is essential to conduct interviews and due diligence. Ask about their past experience, work history, and why they want to join your startup. Consider their commitment and assess their compatibility with your working style. It's like dating. We need to find out if you are a good match. So remember, finding the right co-founder is a crucial step in your startup journey. Take your time, do your research, and ensure you find someone who shares your vision and complements your skills. With the right co-founder by your side, you're one step closer to turning your startup dreams into a successful reality. That's for this episode of Beyond Best. Thanks for tuning in, and I hope you're gaining valuable insights into the world of entrepreneurship. Please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with your fellow entrepreneurs. And as always, remember, the best is yet to come.